Okay. Then we'll call the January 24th Sheffield Select Board meeting to order.
And just to specify, it's the budget town board meeting.
Yeah, it's the budget meeting.
Just for the recording.
Been warned as a budget meeting.
Can you say a time?
This is wrong. At 10:30.
Oh, yep, I made a typo there on my agenda.
You're just too habit-bound.
I am too habit-bound. Okay, so the first thing is we need a motion for Kate and then a vote.
So I'll make a motion to accept Cindy Roy's resignation from the Select Board and in her stead appoint Kate Bonanno as her replacement until town meeting.
Second it. Done.
Okay.
Okay.
Now you're official.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard, Kate. And now you're officially official. Okay, so I mean, obviously we're here to talk about the two budgets. I would say the highway budget's probably the easiest and we'll probably have the least amount of questions. So do we want to start there? Do you want to start with the... I feel like the fire station conversation is going to come up with the general budget, so...
Well, if we want to get the highway one out of the way, we can do that.
Yeah, let's do that first.
That should be a two-pager?
It's a two-pager.
Okay.
Don't worry about those yet.
We'll talk about it.
After we'll talk about how that kind of procedure goes.
Looking for highway.
Maybe...
It's going to be this two-pager.
It was upside down.
There it is. It was upside down. Stand on my head, I couldn't read it.
So the highway budget is pretty straightforward. There's not really much increase on the budget, but what you'll notice for the actuals for 2025 is we had a very good surplus this year because we received FEMA funds for the 2024 July flood. And, you know, we had some special project grants that came in. To the Berry Hill paving project, the majority of it was either already budgeted because in 2022, the town had voted $50,000 to do that project. And then we had a grant that covered the rest. So we had a fairly good income year this year. Not much... You know, there's a few lines that went a little over this year, like gravel, stay mat, those sorts of things were a little bit over. But for the most part, they did really well staying within the budget, and there's not much increase on the 2026 budget. Let's see. There's an increase on winter sand. We talked to Jake Simpson, and he said that the rate will probably stay the same, maybe a quarter or 50 cent increase. But Max is looking to get 500 extra yards in this 2026 year. So we increase that number to 36 for the 2026 year. Don't know if anybody has any other questions. We, on special projects, Dunn Mountain Road Culvert, there's going to be a study for that culvert because it has failed the last two flooding. Yeah. And FEMA wouldn't put it into their hazard mitigation. They said it didn't fall under the criteria to do a complete upgrade of it. So the $30,000 that is budgeted there is the match. Oh, sorry, this is town farm.
No, that's the $16,000.
Yeah, the $16,000 is the match that we will have to put with the grant that Max is getting to look at the Dunn Mountain culvert project as a whole to get that upgraded. And then,
so that included the design?
I believe so, yes. Because I believe it's already had a hydraulic study.
Okay.
We did that this year or the end of 24. We sent it around so much, I can't remember which year we did it in. And then Town Farm Road culvert was damaged this last summer when Sutton, like all those houses were washed away in Sutton. The culvert on Town Farm is unique in that it's like a 250-year-old stone culvert. And it can take travel, but the state has told us that technically we have to have it closed because it's damaged And this year, even the plow trucks aren't even crossing it. They made a new turnaround before the culvert in order to plow Town Farm, turn around and come back. So that $30,000 is there for the match for the possible grant that we will obtain to do the study and the work. And I think it's going to be an ongoing project.
I don't think that's a wonder. That's probably going to be a couple.
Yeah, yeah. But when we get down to the very bottom, you'll see I kind of broke this out, not usually how I do when we put it in the town report, but you'll see that we have about $175,000 surplus in the highway department this year on the bottom down here.
Yeah, I know. But
so,
yeah. We got $200,000 from Mary Hill. Yeah.
Right. So,
sort of expect that.
Yeah, we're in a very unique position this year because we, and we'll talk about this when we get to the warning too, but Dennis has decided to completely retire. So we won't have access to using his excavator will call. So what Max is...
Is he getting rid of his excavator?
He's not getting rid of it, but he won't rent it to us. Because he only rents it to us when he operates it. And he's not going to do that anymore. So, and this is going to be in the warning, but Max has asked if we could warn it so that we could use a portion of this surplus to purchase an excavator this year.
And
keep that in mind.
Yeah, how much is an excavator?
The one that they're currently looking at that I think is actually going to come up for a test drive is 130. Yeah. Now with that, even if we use that 130 to buy the excavator, that still leaves us with what, a $45,000 surplus,
right,
which will still take our 2026 monies to be raised by taxes lower than the 25. So Max's budget will actually go down from the 2025 budget. Okay. I wanted to break it out that way just to make it a little more easy to see it in real numbers. And obviously, the excavator situation's in the warning. So
and just for the record, are there no excavators available to rent?
We can rent them. You have to, because I talked about this with Max, you would have to call and book it now. And then if it rains the week that your rental is, you just pay for your rental and you can't use it. Because they won't change your week if weather is inclement and you can't actually do the work you scheduled for that week.
It's not very nice of them.
No. And he says it's about $5,000 to $8,000 depending on what you get per week.
Yeah.
Okay. And it also depends upon how many other flood or hazards come up, because I know I've talked to some other select boards and they're facing similar issues with other equipment. And if they can't, if they don't have their own to use, trying to rent one
gets
is
difficult.
A nightmare.
It's not easy.
So. Okay. So, I mean, it's like I said, the highway is usually the easiest because it doesn't really have a big fluctuation year to year.
Okay. Plus, Max is pretty draconian about keeping the cost down.
Yes.
Correct.
Always has been.
I will say I was the one that asked about the sand, and that's the reason the sand went up.
What?
The sand. Because I was like, are we sure that our price isn't going to go up? So that's my fault. Because I was like, I'd rather give taxpayers their money back in 27 than to not have enough in 26.
No, I definitely prefer to have enough sand, too.
Especially sand. Does the peanut gallery have any questions about the highway project that they would like clear?
Do you have another one of these packets, though?
No. I don't. Hold on.
So
let me just use your agenda. Go ahead, Walt. Did you have another question?
For you.
Yep.
Since you did this wonderful paper.
It's okay.
I can answer it.
Is the purchase, I don't see the purchase of the excavator in here.
It's not in here. It's in the warning.
It's in the warning.
But it is in the warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's...
And...
The purchase of the truck is also in the warning.
Money's to be raised by taxes is $40,000 more this year than last.
Without the surplus being figured in, I think.
The average person reads this.
Yeah, they don't.
They're going to look at the fact that this says we got raised 40,000 more in taxes this year, next year, than this year.
Correct. And that's where, like, if, you know, I'll discuss it and let them know that. And yes, there's, and technically, if you actually look at the actuals, because I broke it down by monies to be raised, not just the budget, because the budget number is 480,000, but we have a fairly hefty income for the highway department in 2026, which offsets that 480 and brings it to the 405. So that's our actual monies to be raised by taxes.
Without figuring in the surplus.
Without figuring in the surplus.
So technically, if we vote to not do the excavator out of the surplus or anything else, then
that
we
number
take it down to like 200 and a quarter.
Correct.
Okay.
Number comes down.
Yeah.
Significantly.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And because we have this surplus, and I know it should, to be honest with you, it should be a conversation for the taxpayers. That's why I put this little box at the bottom to show it. Without people having to do little notes in the margins and making all these calculations. I wanted it to be right out there to show the difference.
I thought I had.
Shh. Siri.
Okay.
So if you all are feeling good about that, then we can do a motion and a vote. Unless there's other questions or anybody has, any of you, the three of you have questions.
I believe we approve the highway budget.
I will second.
Done.
So as you'll see with the general budget, there is a bunch of notes in the margin.
Yeah, I'm looking.
It keeps me in line as I'm remembering what to talk about. So the income is pretty straightforward. We have a final payment on the PSD grant that should come in this year. So you'll see that at the 35,914. And then we have our usual payment in lieu of taxes and current use and PTA payments. The other income is just the normal. There's not much change in that. You'll see on the interest receipt side, you'll see there's a note that those two accounts were closed. The ARPA funds, because we expended them in 2024, those are done. In the records archival account, we closed that. And those monies, so the state requires that either we have a separate fund for the archival of all of the stuff that deals with the vault, or we have a budget line item that deals with restoration and preservation of the vault items. We have a line item for restoration of vault items.
You do?
Yes. So we don't need to keep yet another checking account that has money in it. It just is... It's in the budget to take care of the things that need taking care of. Let's see. So we have some money in the fire station, which I don't know if we want to get into that quite yet, because it's going to be a long conversation.
Why?
I don't know that it needs to be.
Well, I know that you have, and the peanut gallery over here is going to have things to say. So let's come back to those two lines. Most everything is pretty much the same. You'll see the municipal building too. That's the garage. That's the remaining of the 2025 mm-hmm. expenditures that we have, and those expenditures were paid with the bond
okay.
that we took. Okay. The education tax, I have says make this book page. I'm teetering on the thought of taking it that line out of the budget and just making a separate education check.
Which one?
Page. Oh, the green line.
Oh, education tax.
Right. Yeah. So that's why I have it, because it doesn't. It does, like, yes, we raise those funds in taxes, but that's the education rate, tax rate that we get from the state. We don't
have
any say in that. So I hate to put it in the budget and then it off skew our taxpayer expenditures that we're raising just for the municipal budget. But for the most part, you know, the things haven't changed. We had, I think, two extra appropriations this year, petitions that came in.
Seeing Neighbors in Action.
Neighbors in Action.
I think they're the only one, actually.
Okay, so no, but oh, Council on Aging asked for an increase, so they had to do a petition. That's what I was thinking, too. But yeah, Neighbors in Action is an increase to this year. So as you see, we went up over last year for that.
The Cobley Library right. as well.
No, Cobley we did last year.
Yeah, but it's...
They did an increase.
Yeah. They did an increase, so they had a petition, yeah.
Okay.
So like I said, I made that note that at town meeting last year, we increased the Council on Aging by 170. We did that mm-hmm. at town meeting last year.
Yeah.
The allocations... We get those directly from the fire department and Linden Rescue, so as you can see, they went up a little, but not a lot. And then we get down to the Cemetery Association. So they had a budget of $41,000 last year, which is what we raised. They didn't end up spending that, as you can see from the actuals. So they have asked that we just put that in the reserve so they can use those funds this year. Instead of asking mm-hmm. for this, you know, money to finish up a few projects this year.
Okay.
Contract services, I mean, those things don't really change. We're still dealing, I put a little extra in the legal services for delinquent tax collections because we're still dealing with Jason Corpy's
yes.
Business?
Law.
Mm-hmm.
When is the delinquent tax list going to come out? Is that coming out soon?
Oh yeah, I can.
Oh, it is in here.
Okay. It'll be in the town. It's not in the warning. It'll be in the town report. But I mean, it's public record. You can get it anytime you want. There's only one parcel right now that's gonna be up for tax sale, and I can't, off the top of my head, remember who it is.
Cushman.
Is it Cushman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's Cushman. Up on
again.
Again.
Again. Yes.
Frequent flyer.
That's it.
Yes.
Very much so.
So that's why there's an increase in delinquent taxes.
Somebody bails it out every time.
Mm.
Yeah. Dues are, you know, staying right around the same. Insurance, the property and casualty insurance, you'll notice, went up substantially. Mm. That's the new garage.
Yes. Yep.
New garage and mm-hmm. solar panels. We have to insure those. So... That's why we had such an increase.
At least everyone will hope that someday they'll pay for themselves.
Yes.
We'll hold out hope. Listers.
Who knows?
So the listers.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
Their regular lines are fine. As you can see, I put that we saved the reassessment in the reserve. We've been doing that for 3 years.
Okay.
The reassessment will start on July 1st. So we will obviously begin to expend those fees this year.
Yeah.
But we just keep on keeping on with that. That way we don't feel the hurt all at one time. You know, this building doesn't really have much. It stays right around the same. The office operations, we have, you can see there's one line there that is in brown.
Mm-hmm.
That is the CPA. That's the audit we were required to take.
Okay.
For mm-hmm. the bond approval.
Yeah, in order to get the bond.
And that audit was paid for by the bond.
Okay.
Now, I did put a line in to save money to do another audit. to make sure we stay current. So if we ever need to borrow money on the quick,
you've got
we have an audit already on the books. Because the bond, the Vermont Bond Bank likes to see an audit within 3 years of borrowing money. And you'll see on office equipment, we purchased the new scanner this year, but you'll see that 7,272.18 was actually used from the reserve because we had it left over from previous years. So that number is 74, but 72 of that we already had. It wasn't taxpayer funds from this year.
So, and this is your records preservation archival that we were talking about before?
Yep. That's our line there.
So they charge that much money for an audit?
Actually, it was more than that because the first payments were in 2024. No, I think the full total of the audit was 56,000 and some change.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What is the long run? Wrong line of work.
In the wrong business.
Yeah. Hey, I could have been in this business, but it's not fun.
Well, and I'm an organization that's facing an audit, and I think you underestimate how much you're going to be.
Yeah.
More than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the nice thing, the audit was done by our CPA. So if any questions come up since the audit, I can just call Jenna and we handle the whole thing over the phone. And any questions we've had with payroll or setting anything up, they're very eager to help and willing to help. It's a wonderful situation we have with them. Let's see.
Planning Commission,
they asked for some items to be put in. You'll see that we have this number 1781.22. That's the first payment we made for the sidewalk, but we made it in 2025.
Okay.
So you'll see there's there is some savings from last year to this year. Sorry, that's 1781.22. That's the savings that we're saving because they didn't expend as much as they had budgeted. So we're saving that. I'm sorry, Felicia.
That's fine.
When you get there, just ask me about it while you're typing those minutes.
Okay.
The 1781.22, that is going into the reserve as savings so they can expend those funds this year.
That 10,475, I'm assuming, is probably the sidewalk grant.
Correct.
Okay.
That's the remaining of the 12,000.
Okay.
For the sidewalk grant, and there's something else in there.
Have they billed for that already?
Yeah, they billed for us maybe two bills already.
For the sidewalk.
Yeah, for their studies and things that they've done already up to this point. I have all kinds of notes here.
Well, I mean, they showed up. I didn't know the bill.
Yeah. Okay, so the activities has 900 in it for the village designation, village center designation, and floodplain mapping reproduction by the MVDA. Can I move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so town hall operations, you'll see the buildings and equipment, repairs and maintenance lines pretty high. We had the town hall, the main portion of the hall painted this year, and we've done a few repairs, and 7,300 of that came from the reserve fund. So the full amount, the 11,495.31, didn't come out of this year's taxpayer funds. 7,360 of that came from last year's that we had rolled over in the reserve. Transfer station operations, that we dealt with that at the joint meeting. It's a nice chunk of change that's going down, which is nice. Those last few items, those are, our normal things. Nothing has changed there. Payroll expenses. The only one here that I believe is worth sharing is the lister's wages. Our listers are obviously going to be working with the reassessment, so we added wages in to cover their paychecks during that 6 months. Okay, so, and then as you can see in the note, the transfer station wages line, I don't have calculated into that total underneath, because that
is covered from that 39,000.
It's covered,
or 33,000.
It's covered from the payment to the transfer station.
Right. As well as Wheelox.
Correct.
Yeah, so.
Correct. We write the check, but right. The transfer station reimburses us.
Right.
And then the taxes, we don't really have much say in that, because that's the government. Okay, so I broke it out the same as I did for the highway, and you'll see that the general side of this budget will also have a surplus of roughly 119 and some change. We have, as you can see there, it shows that we have monies that are going to be sent to the reserve account for the cemetery and the planning commission. It's, we're in a very good spot. I don't know if anybody has any questions about any specific lines or anything. Peanut gallery.
So again, that 442,810 that we're looking at.
Yes, is reduced by the income.
3540, so 359,270 is what we're actually looking at to raise in taxes.
In actual cash, yes.
But does not include the surplus.
But it does not include the surplus.
So that could be actually like 240.
Correct.
I don't think I have any further questions.
But I don't, 359, that's not bad.
No, got to run a town for a year.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
And doing a reassessment. I mean, there's a lot going on this year that this budget is going to cover before we even get to the surplus.
Is the reassessment this year?
Yeah, it starts in July and it'll end next June.
Well, hopefully it'll bring the CLA
closer to one and thus reduce our education rate. So hopefully we can
get some relief.
Get a little bit of relief.
Compared to a bunch of others, our education rate's not bad.
No.
No, it's not bad compared to a bunch of others.
Yeah.
Some towns are really getting hit hard.
Or we allow. Oh, like our neighbor. Over the fire department in this real quick?
Yeah, so we can, it's like now that we're kind of over this, we can go back to the fire department line. So I put in some money here in case we had a small overage in the MERP. Doesn't need to be there but Eric, you spoke to James.
I spoke to James.
So talk about
25,000 you have over, I think.
For both lines, yeah. For engineering and construction.
So I had a conversation with James Coe after the original figures came out that were showing to be around 600 to 750,000.
Yeah, I see that.
Some of our concerns obviously were requirements on ADA upgrades, as well as the fact that it was about 300,000 over what the MERP grant entitled us to, which is at 430,000. So I spoke to both state buildings and grounds, first off, to figure out if we decide to not go with the MERC grant and we cancel it, will we be responsible for monies owed? And it sounds like yes. So anything paid out from the grant already, which is about 22,000, I believe we figured.
Yeah, I think it's
almost 23.
It's a titch
22,186.
Yeah, titch over 22.
The town would be responsible for paying back to the grant. So I was able to get a hold of James Coe next to ask about the estimates that we received. And per the way the grant is set up and looking through grant paperwork, I became very educated over this last week. We can adjust our statement of work within the department and our scope of the work so long as we do include up to 20% of ADA upgrades within the MERP. So that means roughly $80,000 in order to get the bathroom up to scale, the office up to scale, make sure it's accessible. What James said was, let's say we need to put in a $100,000 elevator over there. Well, when the building was built, it was built legally per any guidelines. Now that we're required to go back and update, just because we should put a $100,000 elevator in doesn't mean it is a requirement. As long as we are doing at least the 20% in the grant funding, then we're covered. We're safe to go. So not every ADA compliant upgrade needs to be made if that's the case. Secondly, within the scope of MERP, if all we do is just something simple like the shell insulation and don't even touch any of the heating elements or anything along those lines, that reduces the cost. But we're keeping within the guidelines of MERP and we're keeping within the scope of the project. So we can pick and choose utilizing a scale of what's most important per MERP in order to keep our payments to within the $430,000 grant, which means that even if we put a $25,000 overage, which I do like to have in there just as a safety valve.
And I will say it's between the engineering and the construction, it's $50,000.
So with that in there, though, I think that that gives us enough wiggle room in case, say, the bids come out and maybe it is $5,000 or $10,000 over. We can still adjust the bid accordingly and say, listen, you got the bid, but we're going to take this line item out in order to make sure that we fall within MERP itself. So long as we are doing energy upgrades, so long as we are doing them within, again, that level of priority within MERP, and it stays underneath the $430,000 limit, we're golden. So that was, in my mind, very good news, because when it first came out looking like a $700,000 project, I wasn't really going to be in favor of it. No offense, Shane, because I know you guys need it. But as a taxpayer, I didn't want to see a $300,000 or doubling of our tax bill just to upgrade that one portion.
Nope.
The other nice thing is this is a great ground start. In my mind, if we continue to go with the MERP and we continue to push forward, then down the road, we can certainly appropriate more funds in the future at smaller amounts to do smaller projects as they come up. And correct me if I'm wrong, but having had conversations with both Erica and Shane in the past, it looks like the state is going to start requiring some other upgrades to be made to fire departments. So if we were to go through and do absolutely everything on this list that Co & Co came up with, we would still fall short of what the state is going to potentially require, which means additional money is coming out in the future. So I would rather hold off spending too much, wait to see what those requirements are going to be, and then work to come within those, hopefully under other grant programs. But Shane, am I missing anything, or I'm going to put you on the spot?
Yeah, no. From a financial aspect, I don't think we're missing anything.
Okay.
So as far as it pertains to this meeting, it's if they're willing to be flexible and we can do as much as we, like we said originally, if we can get as much out of the grant as we can and get as far as we can, as provided, and one of my main, I have two main concerns with the project, but one of which is as long as we're all on the same page so that we know we're headed in the right direction.
Right.
And that comes down to what's the long-term plan for all of us in this building, across the road, because what I don't want to do is say, well, we don't know what we're going to do, so we're going to spend $430,000 over there and then end up 5 years later going in a kind of different direction and wishing we'd done something different.
Yeah.
My big concern, I don't, the most valuable aspect of the space over there to me is open square footage for trucks, for hoses, for equipment. It just takes us a lot of space to do what we do. So, although I'm not arguing an ADA bathroom and all that for all the reasons we need it, that dead horse. We know we need it, but what I want to do is, if we can do it in a way that takes up as little of our usable space over there as possible, so that if you guys do stay here inevitably, whatever space we're left with over there to work with has to work for us.
Because I think we talked about this, is that the stuff coming down from the state is potentially, we have to create a whole decontamination site, which in and of itself would probably have a bathroom in it.
Right. So, and that's my thought, is if, in a minimalistic, there's four bays over there. I don't count the one on the far end, the greater bay, but there's four bays over there. What I need, my need list is three of them. And then we can go over there and anybody can look at it. There's three trucks sitting in there taking up as much space as they're going to take. The fourth bay, I have a long-term optimistic plan for it for some state-funded equipment. But if that never materializes, that's whatever. That's not going to stop us from doing what we need to do for our task. So that fourth bay, if you guys stay here inevitably and that never materializes, that fourth bay kind of becomes that decontamination, gear storage, gear washing, isolated space between our clean office meeting space and our dirty bay for fire trucks. So my concern with this plan as we have it, and this is not necessarily a, it may be a James little one more rework, but if we're taking up half of the first bay over here, then I'm down to the three bays. So then when this next phase comes around from the state, I don't have anywhere to do that.
Right.
That's my concern.
Okay. I think we could probably...
Aside from this, I've got a few thoughts as to how that may...
My question is that if they come down with if we have to do this situation with the bathroom for ADA compliance, is there a way to do that in a way that it can work into the decontamination site? Yeah. So it's not like we are going to build an ADA bathroom and then have to tear that whole bathroom out to deal with the decontamination.
And I think the simple answer to that is we move, like all that that James has kind of designed, we move it down to the other end.
Okay.
Okay.
So that, because like I said, that fourth bay is somewhat, like, it's also 2 feet wider for what that's worth.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the water already is. I don't know what, but it...
We can talk after, just off the record, but
I've got a few ideas of how we may be able to, like I said, keep us going in the right direction, get as far as we possibly can with this, don't spend any extra if we don't have to,
right,
unless somebody says we have to, but then be already staged and ready for the next phase, that if they say, now you have to have this, 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 and this, we don't have to go backwards. My only other concern, which I don't know if it really pertains to you guys in this, one of my huge concerns is during this process, how do we continue to operate?
Right.
Like, where are the trucks?
Where are the trucks? How do I refill my air bottles? You know, there's, logistically speaking, we need a lot of space. And
well, I think we can have a conversation with Max about what we can do over here across the way. Yeah. And
that's one of the reasons we staged this thing when we do,
right,
so that it's in the warm weather. Yeah.
Which is why we wanted to bid 3 months ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, but I think we can have that conversation with Max and the road crew. Obviously, we have a fair amount of space in the new building that I think we can probably accommodate most of the needs, if not all. And it's just a matter of like I said, just working through that between. But I think that, from my personal standpoint, I think we can probably knock that out.
Yeah. Like I said, it doesn't, monetarily, I don't think it makes any difference. It's just logistically, it's just another piece to consider when we're deciding if we're going to bite off a chunk of this and start chewing on it, that there's...
Right, so we don't want to put you out in the cold.
There's a few other pieces that we got to play with besides just
money. Right. Yeah.
Al, did you have any...
Couple questions.
Sure.
Would the ADA cost right now be right up against 20%?
It's pretty close. I think it had it at $60,000 according to this.
If we had a bigger grant, would that ADA cost legitimately go up to get something done that needs to be done?
Well, I think 60 it falls under the 20%. So I think, because it's primarily the bathroom and the first floor office, I think were the two, right?
Yeah.
So I think that $60,000 should cover and falls within the 20%. It's like the example of the elevator, we don't need it. It was just something that James used with me that I said, well, I'll just reuse it because, sounds good. But no, I think we fall with underneath the 20% without an issue.
Are we replacing the heating system?
There was talk of replacing it. What we have currently works. So.
But that's part of the original MERP scope.
Correct, but it doesn't have to be.
No, but if we had enough grant money, would you do it?
If it made sense. If it provided the proper type of heat and the amount of heat that we needed. But the problem with what brought the cost up to that $600,000-$700,000, part of that was the fact of putting in a new heating system as well as the new Modines. And all of the accompanying electronic work that has to go into it, the electrical and any of the plumbing, apparently those costs have skyrocketed.
Yeah, they're high.
So those alone added a great deal to the project. When I was talking to James anyway, one-on-one, I don't have the initial in front of me sitting here with a, so I can't tell you specifically,
okay.
But
I'm just trying to figure out how you got the price down.
It basically.
Who did you talk to at the state? Brian Sewell?
No. What the heck was her name?
Did you talk to Megan?
Yes.
Megan Foley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, did you ask him if any money was available?
I did not. I forgot to. I didn't even get into that because
well,
at the time.
The reason I bring that up is that if you remember 3 or 4 months ago, we had this scare that they were going to pull the money.
Yes.
That is based on the fact that they are, the pulse on the Merck grants statewide is that there are suddenly communities that are not going to be able to obligate their money.
Right.
I would suggest, why don't we add a bid item, the heating system, and on the warning say, if we can get more grant money, would you approve it? Because I get the idea that they're going to be, they are desperate not to have any money left over.
Mm-hmm.
They were very, very worried about us until they saw what we were talking about. I said, you know, all of this really does depend, at the time it was going to depend on the town vote.
Right.
And it still will, maybe. But it wouldn't surprise me that if we put that in as an ABI, they might have the money. We don't lose anything if we don't ask. And if we can get another $300,000 or $400,000, and maybe enough just to make sure that in case the bid opening is high that we have that money, maybe we can get it done.
And I do think, though, in looking at it, and we'll have to look into it, but I want to say that the municipal max for a MERP grant was around $500. I know I found that in one
well,
of the...
Originally, as they...
Unless it's changed.
They have changed the rules completely. And those rules...
That's shocking.
Say what?
That's shocking.
Actually, given their wanting to make sure all the money's obligated, it's not surprising because the timelines for all of this were so short. So I would say, you know, I don't think you have anything to lose, but I'd go out and raise my hand and say, let's ABI it, add it a bid item, and if the voters go for it, then we can raise their hand and see if there's the money. And if we can't get the money, I can maybe have that reversed. If we can't get the money, then the scope you've got is fine.
Okay, is that, James, does that make sense with the,
yep,
for?
I mean, it's.
Let's put it this way. I know you've had concerns about how a new boiler would keep that space heated the way you need it heated for the trucks.
And I don't think that's a boiler issue. It's
okay.
More of a, it's the whole system. So
it's the recovery time.
It's the recovery time.
That,
so
that he needs to dry out his equipment, his clothing, and
right.
His trucks.
That's just the size of the storage tank. And
no,
that's
not necessary.
Oh yeah, that's what it is.
Well. Let's
it's,
put it
it's
this
that, way. It's also, it's just general BTU. So like a...
No, actually it's the storage tank because you don't size the boiler based on the BTU need. You put in a boiler that will cover a certain percentage your level. And then if you need more BTUs, that's where you increase the storage tank so that you've got that for the heaters to take it on.
Right, but the 99% of the time I agree with you 100% of the time. The 1% is when you have a fire station where you back 3 trucks in with 3,000 gallons of water that's below freezing temperatures and you bring all your hose in and you open, where we need the recovery is the middle of last night when everything's frozen solid and the trucks have cold water and you back them up and we can't wait 3 days for them to thaw. So we can't wait for a balanced system to recover. We need to kill some trees and burn some dinosaurs and thaw the shit out so we can get back in service. So that's where, like I said, 99% of the time, 364 days out of the year.
Well, did you make that clear to James?
Yes, three of the times.
Then he's already put it in the estimate.
Well,
if we're going to put in an added bid item as a separate line, separate everything, that's fine. But that bid item has to pass muster with the chief and with Co.
I don't argue that.
Period.
Right.
And if it doesn't meet his full requirement, we don't do it.
I'm not arguing that.
Okay.
But if Shane told him that, I got a lot of faith in James Cole that he put the side boiler in that needs to be there.
Yeah, we had that conversation, and that's where we got back to.
That's why it's so expensive.
We changed, well, no, that's where we got away from the pellet boiler system and said,
right.
We can do a lot of energy efficient. We can do ductless mini splits using our solar credits for heating, off shoulder season cooling, which, like I said, 364 days out of the year, that would maintain temperature in there constant with nobody in and out of there on a daily. It's not like Max where he opens those doors every day. That door may stay shut and those trucks don't move for a week. And that one mini split head would maintain temperature in there all day long. So the system, the way we tweaked it and got away from the pellet boiler system was knowing that there is going to be those days where all three doors are open and we back ice cubes in, we kept either the modines that are existing or an upgraded, more efficient propane-style modine just to use on a second stage thermostat to kick on to make up the difference when we need it. So that was where we can't. It's a somewhat redundant system, but it's because that one time that we need it, we need both of those systems working together, and then the rest of the time the modines are just there. They're not doing all the work, so we're still energy efficient. We're still green energy, except for that one.
When we need it.
One night a year, we need it.
You could. The other thing you can do is you can just twin the boilers.
He looked into that too. Because the boiler that we have now, which only services over here. So the boiler that's in that room does the radiant.
Those are just propane modules. Yeah.
Yep. So there was some discussion about twinning that with another boiler that would fire a hydronic modine, replace our direct LP modines with a hydronic, fired off a secondary boiler, but twin, so if it needed the recovery, it could. That was something that but that's where cost for the system versus functionality. A higher efficient ceiling mounted propane modine with the infrastructure that already exists, that's where a lot of this cost. Because rather than adding a boiler, adding infrastructure, moving a system that works to replace it with a hydronic modine with different controls and different piping, we'd be better off to use a lot less money to replace what's there, knowing that it's not going to run 364 days out of the year. And it's still an improvement, so by MERP standards, it's still an upgrade. It's a step in the right direction, but it's a much more economical solution to what could be. Like, we could way overcomplicate, not overcomplicate, but we could spend a ton of money on that heating system to make it as efficient, as perfect as possible. But as I was always taught, every class I learned in the fire service, the mantra was, best is the evil of good. The best, awesomest system that costs tons and tons of money, if it's only really being called on to perform at its maximum one day out of the year, how close can we get to that with a good system that saves us a ton of money and is way easier? And when it all comes out in the wash, we're still making a huge improvement over what's out there.
Sometimes simple is better too.
Okay.
So I'm not opposed to come full circle and answer questions. If there was infinite grant money available, we find it somewhere and they say, yeah, we can find you another $300,000 to do the best system. If it meets the needs, and like I said, we had that conversation, and if James, he's going to send that out to get engineered by a mechanical engineer, if they say yes, it will thaw your trucks out that one day out of the year, and there's grant money for it.
Absolutely. And it doesn't take up all your space.
Right. That's the other piece too. A lot of the system, like the earliest iteration with the pellet boiler system, it ate up a lot of the
space.
That was a major concern. So upgraded ceiling modines and mini splits using our solar credits, that takes up wall space 10 feet up in the air. That was bothering me at all.
Right.
So I'm not opposed to, if we can get a better system with grant money, if there's more available, then we can be accommodating to that. But it's not a driving force to me, because it's, in my mind, it's a luxury, not a necessity.
Okay.
Fair enough.
So, and just getting back to it, as of July 30th, it was the $500,000 maximum per covered municipality for loans. So, like I said, if there's the potential that because they have money left, they might lift that cap, I don't know. I think it might be valuable to ask the question.
Sure it is.
So if we can get...
Well, part of that original idea of going to the pellet boiler was to put it on the far end of the building after tearing down that ridiculous one bay. Because that's just going to be a...
But we're past that now.
Yeah.
Well, but you could include that cost, and that would not then implicate changes to the inside of the building that were going to cost us some square footage if you put the pellet boiler system in.
Okay.
Okay, so we're at if we like the way the general budget is as written, then we can make a motion and take a vote.
Then I'm going to make a motion to go forward with the general budget as written.
I second that.
And then ayes, nays?
Aye.
Okay.
Done.
So now that's how
we conclude that, we should have Shane talk to James again about
absolutely
an added bid item.
Just in case.
It's outside the scope that we're going to go forward with and see what happens.
And see if there is grant money available
to do. Well, I will talk to Sewell.
See what the pricing is.
If he says forget it, then we don't have to do that.
Yeah, if he says it, you can only go up to the $500,000 and there's no sense.
So what was the estimate for the new boiler?
Like $720,000.
Give me a wild ass guess as to what I should be talking to Sewell about.
I believe the line item for the pellet boiler system in the first round was $240,000, $250,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was trying to keep it inside the building?
So James's first drawing was to take up some space out of bay number one
that
was adjacent to the original boiler room where the infrastructure exists. And the theory was that would then tie this system in so we wouldn't have redundant boilers.
That was worrisome because it meant that there was going to be an awful long distance between the unloading of the truck and the boiler.
Well, I think in that plan, if you have a silo drawn behind the building here.
But there would be no way to get to it. You have to run.
That's a lot of hose to
for
those pellets to travel.
If it was on the end, you could drive right up to it.
Yeah, it looks like it was... And his was already cut down, so I think we might have already gotten rid of the boiler estimates out of there, at least the pellet portion of it, and that brought it to a minimum of $525,625, contingency of 15%. So they were looking at $600,720 for the full scope of what we were looking at, I think, minus the pellet and extensive boiler upgrades, if I recall
correctly. So probably at least $300,000.
I would say at least,
okay.
Between 300 and 400 to.
Oh, ask him.
Ask for 400. What the hell? You know, if you can ask for 300, ask
well,
for 400.
Well, yeah, I guess.
You'd be surprised.
Ask him for a blank check.
Blank check better.
No, wouldn't be surprised at all. But we should not, if we think it's 3, ask for 4.
Yep.
If you think it's 4, ask for 5.
Okay, I'll see if I get old. How hard was it to get James? Is he really incognito right now? Or?
He's been busy. It took actually just took one call, and then he responded about 8 hours later. So he was able to.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I'll try and do all of this on my own.
So I think he was concerned about some of the questions I had. So I think that pushed. But so I think moving forward, we have the town warning, right?
Yeah. Okay. So the first thing to note on this warning is that town meeting is at 5 p.m.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
I think people are going to skip over that fact and think it's at the same time and people are going to be wrong. So in your travels, spread the word, everybody. Okay, so normal stuff, obviously, moderator, town clerk, I get to get elected this year, please everybody vote for me. We're going to vote for Kate, so she won't just be appointed.
You're going to be the moderator?
No,
I have to get reelected.
She
has to be.
I will tell you.
No, Pat Ham still.
Patrick is going to be, we're going to have him
life
up there in a wheelchair when he's 117, still being the moderator. The Article 2 is the normal stuff, our normal people. Yes. Article 3, to see if they'll accept the reports from the town officers that are in the town report. For, like I said, it's just that little increase because we had Neighbors in Action and the Council on Aging requested a higher amount this year.
Do we have people coming from those organizations?
I don't know.
Say something?
I don't know.
Why should we increase it and who they are?
We always ask.
Yeah.
Number five doesn't change. It's the same as it always is to... use 50%, you know, obviously
a percentage
to offset the municipal rate. I'm going to skip 6 and 7 for a second. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and obviously 13 to adjourn are the normal. 10, obviously the budget number is as we discussed in the two budgets earlier. Now, to get into 6 and 7. So, as we talked about last year at town meeting, Max ordered us a new truck to replace truck one, truck two. I can't remember. One of them.
One of the two trucks.
The older one.
It should have been.
We only have two trucks.
Right. Hopefully it's the older one.
Yeah.
so that is estimated at $625,000.
$265,000.
That's what I said.
That's what she said.
$265,000.
That's what I said.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, obviously, you can see is like we're gonna appropriate the sum. If the vote is in the affirmative, shall we use the wind farm? Now we have. I was just talking to Patrick about this, and he was saying that we can take. This is the reason why it's highlighted. We can take Part C out there, and in Part B, the way it's worded, we can talk about the three options that we have to pay for this truck without affecting taxes or any of the money we currently have. Does anybody want to say, and how do we do that? Oh, Mr. Town Clerk. How do we do that? Okay, so currently this year, in 2025, the ROI for the wind farm investment account...
Return on investment, sorry.
Netted us roughly $469,000.
Really?
So yeah. Of that $469,000, $332,000 will be the bond payment for 2026.
Market was good this year.
It was a little less than last year. Last year it was 12.7%. This year it was only 11.9%. But
we all should be so lucky.
Right. Mm. We can utilize the remainder of just the interest, so still not touching the principal, to pay for half of this truck and then utilize the surplus to pay for the excavator and the other half of the truck. Because we have surplus, and we have interest, and then we have just utilizing the principal altogether.
Sounds like a plan.
I feel like this year we are in a very unique position in that we have, what, $300,000 in surplus between the two budgets, and we have $469,000 in interest income.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the 265, Which
not does including, need to be
adjusted because you're missing a zero.
Oh, sorry.
Doesn't include the trade-in.
It does not include the trade-in because we don't know the exact amount of the trade-in yet. So I don't want to short us.
But it will be reduced from the 265 amount, correct. Basically, is what we're...
Correct.
So.
And then that, again, that's the same thing for Article 7 because we put in a line item for the town to purchase... the excavator, and again, it's the same options. We can utilize the principal of the investment account to pay for those. We can utilize the interest income, and we can utilize the surplus. Now, obviously, if we utilize the surplus, those surplus funds don't reduce the budget and thus reduce our tax rate. So that's where the discussion would come in that would people rather use principal,
nope.
Thus reducing the amount of interest income in years to come? Or would we rather use the surplus because we're in a unique spot where we actually have a $300,000 surplus, which never happens? So.
And then leave it up to the voter?
Correct.
So basically you would strike item C.
On item on C on both, on 6 and 7, because that's what Patrick called, because he was like, listen, you don't need C. We can have all of that discussion in B and then make a vote on that.
And the excavator, same issue with a zero.
Correct.
Just a heads up.
Jeez.
Yeah,
thank
zero.
You for noticing that.
Well, somewhere in there, better now than...
At town meeting.
What would really be nice is if somebody would write that out and put it in the town report so that
we don't
have a bunch of grumping about...
What the what?
Yeah.
I can absolutely do that. I'll make a note on the thing here to add a page about...
About the potential payment strategy for town equipment.
Yep.
I mean, you're
I mean, because when have we ever had...
The principal.
Right, when have we ever had the opportunity to spend, you know, close to $700,000 and not touch a dime of the investment or taxes?
And listen to people that...
Yeah.
And really, you're doing this for the people you want to vote your way.
Right. You should also include a line somewhere in the 265 will be reduced.
Yes, I can put that in the
reduced by the amount of the trade-in, which we do not know today.
Well, bravo on getting grants and stuff for this town.
It's Al works hard for that.
That's amazing. Thank you. Really.
Just as an aside, the sidewalk project is probably going to die after we get the study done.
Probably.
What needs to happen before we put these sidewalks in is we've got to clean up, the water system's got to get cleaned up. Mm. From what I can tell, they were moving in the wrong direction. They were trying to salvage the spring and all that crap out there. They got to put a well in and replace the lines. And they could get grants for that. I mean, this is just.
Well,
and I told him, I said, when you're writing grants, let me know.
Are you on the town board?
Well, and the concern too is with the water plant going in up the road.
Well,
they just got Act 250 approval.
Did they?
Yes.
Did they get
last week?
Approval of?
What's that?
Did they get the DEC approval?
Last
I think
week?
That's what
last
it came through. Yeah.
Got the approval.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
So if they start,
he had lost all of his previous work.
Yeah, I got the notification from A&R this week.
Huh.
Is that the silos
laying
down?
That's going to make them even more perilous in keeping what they got, because he's going to be drawing from the same...
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we were discussing about.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the quality of the water here or in the new garage is really pretty good?
That's what I hear.
I have not tested it. I can't tell you, so I don't know.
I haven't personally had a glass of water over there yet.
Get that information from A&R. Say what?
Well, I'm sure we were required to sample it, but I don't know. I haven't tasted it.
I personally haven't.
You know, I haven't.
Somebody.
I haven't done a side-by-side blind taste test.
Yeah, do we have the paperwork from the test that's required when you drill a well?
Yes, it would take me a hot minute to go locate it, but
I
would imagine we do.
Like the completed certificate over there. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that would help.
I recorded that.
What we need to do is find a landowner that's on that system that will donate some square footage near a power pole, probably for a little building, and then put a well in there, and they have a system.
Yeah. You should go to the water board meeting and talk to them about that.
Well, he said he's going to invite me. Okay. I don't know whether you'll remember. But I said, we can... We can help you with
the
grants.
Okay, so sorry to bring us back around
to what we're discussing at hand. Right?
Like I said, I can strike the two yellowed sections, part C.
Right.
We can discuss the different ways to pay for these items in part B. So unless there's anything else that...
Do we need to include, as Al had suggested, a line item about if the voters will approve a...
So this is the thing, is that 8 should suffice. Because if we get a grant, and thus we're not actually spending any taxpayer funds...
It's a surplus.
And technically it would be a surplus. 8 covers that.
Okay.
That's the idea we were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
So just make sure we didn't miss any other...
I will, before we print
we'll
it, you
read
will
it.
Do a proofread, because that seemed to be the bane of everybody's existence last
year. You missed a zero.
There's a typo on pages 1 through everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, with that in mind, for potential edits for solely grammar and typos, then I am good with making the motion to accept the town warning.
I would second that.
Yep.
Everybody that done.
Yay, nay.
Yeah.
Okay, and I will make an extra page that will go after our budget, or maybe after the warning, to explain the potential payment strategies and the fact that the 265 is not less.
That you can put in the same line.
I'll put it in parenthesis with it,
it's just a matter of in English.
Yeah.
Not legalese, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, to potentially reduced by the amount of credit. That's all. But that could be.
So can we call this to a conclusion? That's the last I had for what we needed to do today.
Any other?
Anybody else out there that need anything?
No, you guys are.
I move to adjourn.
All right, second that. Done.
In favor.
It's 11:38.
Yeah, call it 11:38.